Gemara, we have three stages, Be'ezer Hashem, that we're going to outline on the board. And let's see, is there a way to put it up against, not against the... Gemara, just take apart the daf. How many different stages are there in the Gemara? The Gemara has a machlokis between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan in regards to psisim and shleimim. The Rav Huna says that the halacha is that you make a bracha on the psisim. Of course, we began analyzing Minei Obey in the Gemara, but now I want to analyze with you structurally. According to Rav Huna, the halacha is that you make a bracha on the psisim. According to Rav Yochanan, you make on the shalim. Then what's the next stage of the Gemara? What happens next in the Gemara? What does the Gemara do next? The Gemara then has a statement of when you have chitin, then everybody agrees that chitin comes first. Then we have a kitanoi, which we're going to see in a moment, how you understand that kitanoi is an interesting question. So let's draw this out. Do we have a marker? So kitanoi goes as follows. Kitanoi is at the Gemara saying there's a machlokis tanoi. Let's pick up with that inside. Amar Yirmiyahu bar Abba kitanoi. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba said we have machlokis tanoi. Tarmin batzel katan shalem, avolo chatzi batzel gadol. According to the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, you would choose the complete one. Rabbi Yehuda amar lo kelechatzi batzel gadol. Now let's first outline the Shita of Rashi that we discussed yesterday. We're going to have Rashi. I'm going to make room for Tosfos. Then the Shita we're not going to name. And then we're going to have the Ravid. That Be'ezer Hashem is going to be what we're going to take apart today. Now according to Rashi, when we have a machlokis, the first stage number one, is the machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna. According to Rashi, what's that machlokis? A double machlokis, right? Let's just call it double machlokis. What's that double machlokis? Of course. What's a double machlokis? A double machlokis is, number one, if they're the same size according to Rav Huna, the halacha is that you could choose the psisim over the shleimim. And certainly if the psisim are larger, then you're mechuyev to do the psisim over the shleimim. Okay? That according to Rashi was the shita of Rav Huna versus Rabbi Yochanan. So there's a double issue. And the double issue, what happens if they're the same? That one issue in their machlokas. And number two is if the psisim are larger. There you have the Shita Rav Huna, that in both cases you could choose the psisim over the shleim. Okay. Now according to Rashi, what's the next stage of the Gemara? When the Gemara says kitanoi, that's stage number two. So what's the Gemara doing in kitanoi according to Rashi? What's the Gemara doing in the kitanoi? Okay, Tan?
It's going on the machlokas basisim chitin and shalim sorin.
We're going in the machlokas between. We're saying what everybody agrees that when it comes to chitin coming first is a machlokas tanoi. So stage number two in the Gemara is kitanoi. And according to Rashi, what's happening over here in this kitanoi is, according to Rashi, is we're saying the chitin is a machlokis tanoi. That's stage number two. What?
Divrei Hakol is also.
What's that? Divrei Hakol means that both Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan agree that chitin is going to be different. To which the Gemara then says, Kitanoi. So let's now do that inside. Kitanoi, Tarmin Batzel Katan Shalem, Avalo Chatzi Batzel Gadol. Rav Yehuda Omer Lo, Kiel Chatzi Batzel Gadol. And the Gemara says, Hav Amin is Maila Balkam Ifugi. Demar Savar Chashuv Adif. That one holds that the Chashuv is Adif, then it makes sense that the Chitin is going to come first. Umar Savar Shalem Adif. But one man Amar holds that the Shalem is better. And therefore, what would the halacha be? The halacha should be that the Chitin should not come before the Shalem. To which the Gemara answers, according to Rashi, Gemara continues, Hey Chadika Kohen, Kulam Aplo Pligi De Chashiv Adif. Where there's a Kohen. So then in such a case, everybody is going to agree that the Chashiv is Adif, and that follows the regular rule of Chitin, that Chitin comes first, that the Chashiv is Adif. Ki Pligi De Lek a Kohen. But when do we have Machlokas where there is no Kohen? It's not Kol Mokum Sheish Kohen, Torim Min HaYofa. The Kamakam She'en Koin, Torim Min Hamiskayim. Review the Orein, Torim Min Elamin Ayofa. So it's a special halacha of Amei Vinyav, and I don't have time to elaborate on this, that it's a din in the Sina of the Kohen. It's a halacha in the Nesina of the Kohen, that there, practically, you're supposed to give him something better. Okay. Rabosai, I'd like to discuss Eitan Pshat. Eitan counted yesterday that I called it wrong 8 times. Okay? So, I'd like to discuss Eitan Pshat that he mentioned yesterday, who understands the Ketanoi differently. And that's going to be this third column over here. Eitan, I won't give you a trip by writing your name over there next to Rashi and Tosos, but let's go through it now. There's another way of reading the Gemara, and that is like this. Rav Huna says that the halacha is that the psisim come first, and Rav Yochanan says that the shalim comes first. Why? Rav Huna holds that the psisim are gadol, then he'll say that they come first. Yochanan says, no, Shalim is more chashiv. And then the Gemara says that everybody in Greece, Chitim is different. What's the Havana that Chitim is different? Again, I'm going to have to say a lot of Hamevin Yovins here because there's so much in Pshat Nesugya. The Hamevin Yovin, like Tosvos's question that we started with, that we mentioned yesterday, Dibra Maslum Mar Savar, Chitim's a totally different ballgame. Why is Chitim a totally different ballgame? Because it's Xeris HaKosuv. So that everybody is going to agree that Chitin is not comparable to Choshev and Shalem. And that's not going to be subject to dispute at all. To which the Gemara then comes back and the Gemara says, Kitanoi. This is a Machlokis Tanoim. What's this Machlokis Tanoim? What's the simplest way of reading Gemara? If you had asked me, what's the simplest way of reading Gemara? Kintanoi tzemachlokis tanoim. What would you have anticipated? Not the way Rashi learns that the chitin is a machlokis tanoim. What's the simplest way of understanding kintanoi? Possibly, Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan are machlokis tanoim. Column number 3 suggests that the machlokis of Kitanoi is same machlokis as Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. And then the Gemara would read like this, and this was Eitan's wrong way of reading it yesterday. Why, now, what? No, for
why
9.
Would it be?
Okay. Wow. So that would be a legitimate lechura way of reading it. Kitanoi. Let's read inside. Torah min batzel katan shalem. The Tanakhama, the Rabbanon hold that the halach is that shalem wins. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Rabbi Yehuda says that season that are gedolim are better. Now Rabosai, does Tosis learn this way? No. Tosis does not learn this way. As we're going to see in a moment in Tosis. But if I was of the Kuntris, I would have learned Eitan's way. How does Tosis learn? Let's continue being mashlim for yesterday now in a chart. So how did Tosis learn? So let's remind ourselves. Tosis had 2 questions on Rashi. Dibra Maslam Levarich. Pirish Rashi, Imap Sisim Ashleim in Shav and Yivarech Aliyah Zashiyirtse. He quotes Rashi that you have two choices. That's number two. That Rav Huna says you could use the psisim when they're the same, and when the psisim is larger, then there's a chiyuv. Says Tosis, I have two kashas, Svaras Hafuchos, which we were masbir yesterday, and we answered yesterday. And then he says, I've got another kasha, because according to Rashi, there's no difference than psisim and prusa. Because they're the exact same thing. Because what is psisim according to Rashi? According to Rashi, psisim is either the same or larger. And then prusa is also the exact same thing. That when it comes to a prusa, whether it's the same or it's larger, Kitin gets a different bracha. Why, according to Rashi, does it use one time psisim and the other time prusa? Alkein pirish Rabbeinu Tam, the ma'ariv psisim gedolim u'shleimim ketanim. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that what we're talking about is the following. He learns that machlokes Rav Yochanan Rav Huna is not two things, it's one thing. And that is, if you have psisim gedolim, according to Rav Huna, you can. Rav Huna says you can make on the psisim, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, you need to do dafka shalem. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you need to do dafka shalem, while according to Rabbi Huna, you got a choice.
That's only if it's bigger.
What's that?
That's only if it's bigger.
Oh, okay. So very good, we're going to get to that in a second.
What?
Now, Rabosai. One thing I didn't flesh out in chat last time is Tosfos has now answered also another problem. He's answered the Svaras Hafuchos that we spoke about in the past, that according to Rashi, they're arguing on Mamish extremes. According to Tosfos, Rashi agrees. According to Tosfos, Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan agree that the halacha is that shalem is a maila. The question is, when they are, as Tosas had said, when the psisim is gadol, is shalem for sure a maila? According to Rav Huna, the halacha is it's a wash. Each one has a maila. But shalem itself, Tosis' moda, says that Rav Huna's moda, of course he agrees that there's a maila shalem. It's not svaras hafuchos. He's moda that shalem is a maila. The only issue that we now have, the machlokis revolves around when they're the same, tap Avram Yitzchak, please. When they're the same, what's the halacha going to be? Is the halacha going to be that you're still mechuyev to after shalem? That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. What Rav Huna says, it's a wash. Okay. One more point that I didn't make last time, that I want to make now, is, according to Tosfos, we've also answered the question of why the Gemara says psisim, and the Gemara uses prusa later on. According to Tosfos, what is psisim? Psisim are big pieces. The Rosh, take a look. I got to do these things a little bit quickly because we would stay in Pshat forever. So I got to make references. The Rosh, if you take a look by us, proves, I didn't put on the Maran Mekomos, the Rosh by us proves, look it up yourself, that Prusa, if you look in Chazal, means a smaller piece. So according to Tosfos, it's beautiful. It goes like this. According to Tosfos, the Gemara is saying, when it's a large piece, so Rav Huna says there's a mile of a large piece, so it's a wash. There's a mile of shalem too. However, when it comes to a small piece, we're not talking about that. Yet, when it comes to chitin, because chitin has its unique mile of being chashuv, because it comes first in the pasuk, so then in such a case, even if it's a prusa, the halacha is that chitin come first. What?
Tosfos in Mar Sava.
We're going to get to Tosfos in Mar Sava. We'll get
to Tosfos.
Okay, wait. I'm saying according to the Rush. This will be how Tosfos and Dibrei HaMaskil Mevar. When I get there, you have all the right to ask. But this is the pshat, and this is how I saw Mefarshei Tosfos explain Tosfos. This is how Tosfos is going, that's how it will come out according to Tosfos. Okay? Rabosai, so far so good? Beautiful. Now, let's go now to Tosfos, Dibrei HaMaskil, U Mar Sava. Let me take questions first. Yes, I hear what you're asking, Benny. When we get there, then you shoot at me. Go ahead, Adi.
Two questions. One,
scream loud, yeah?
Where do we see in Rashi that certainly Prutsa and Tzitzit in the first place have to be the same word for just to ask why?
Because according to Rashi, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about the same size
or bigger.
Right?
Why can't Prutsa be smaller?
Oh, you want to say according to Rashi, the answer is that it's smaller. The finish is that by Chitim, even by smaller.
And it still works because it's even smaller, because then Chitim still beats Ashlamin, and it works in Ravun also.
Adi's asking like this. Adi's asking, according to Rashi, maybe we could say that we could also defend. And we could say that the Prusim are smaller. I hear what you're asking.
Doesn't Tosfos deal with it in Kintanai?
No. So Rosh says Beferish. The Losh and Prusa Mashma Chatzi Asholim Kmo Echaz. Mashma Chatzi. No, but then he says after the Prusa Shalchit in Kintana, Tzarku Varku Atfilah. I'm not sure. What did you want to say, Josh? I'm not sure.
Doesn't Tosfos address it in Kitanai?
That Tosfos in Kitanai.
He says that Rashi in the Mishnah. He says lo yeter.
Right. In a chanami. It's related to that. In terms of the structure of pshat, I prefer to first stay in Tosfos in Mar Sava. So yesterday we had read the first part of Tosfos in Mar Sava. I'd rather give Freddie a chance and move on. Go ahead.
Just quickly, with regards to...
Because we can stay in this forever.
With regards to an onion, he says the piece is bigger than the small cousin.
Right,
by comparing an onion with the chita and sora implies that in that case as well, we're dealing with a bigger piece of chita. I think he says... That
you're asking a kasha on the...
answering on an adi.
Okay, says so piece, you know what? Your answer Adi. Okay, so Adi's question that we looked into, that according to the Rosh, why can't you say that according to Rashi it's smaller? Yeah, go ahead.
So he says with the onion, the prusa is bigger than the small shalem, and by lining it up
so with
chita and saura,
that's what gives it. Meaning, the fact it's bigger,
I'm not
you're
sure.
Doing what you understand.
That's why he's comparing
I'm
the case.
The fact it's bigger because
so we were in middle. I'm not sure. We were in middle of Tosfos Dibrei HaMaskil Mar Sava, and here let's just Rabbos. I still want a cheshbon pshat. I want a cheshbon that we have all the shitas clear before we deal with the questions. Ulepirish Rabbeinu Tav. No, let's go even before that. I'm sorry, about Adinim Rashi, where he says about Adinim Rashi. Where does he say about Adinim Rashi? Third line down in Dibrei HaMaskil Mar Sava. Tosfos now is bothered by the questions that we were bothered in Pshat. Vahadinim Rashi, this is where we left off yesterday. And the logic is with Rashi, Shelo Ratzel Farish Kitanoi, Apluksayu de Rav Yochanan de Rav Huna. Now Tosfos suggests why the Kitanoi is not going like Eitan. Number 10, why Eitan is wrong. Vahadinim Rashi. Rashi has to be the correct shot. Why? Like this. Sha'arei lemaidim efareish l'Rav Huna. Kishein shavich. Mivarech aleze sheyirtze imkein lo kapud achashivus velo ashlemus. According to Rashi, Rav Huna holds that the halacha is that you could choose if they're the same size. V'im kein, mai ketanoi ika. Then what is the machlokes tanoim? According to Rashi, we're not getting involved with the machlokes tanoim.
Uh-oh. I managed to have done the same thing. Just goes like this.
According to Rashi, we haven't gotten involved at all in the machlokes tanoim. Why? What's the machlokes tanoim talking about? According to Rashi, what's the machlokes tanoim? What are we talking about over here? We're talking about a case of which either you have shalim or you have chashuv, right? Is that the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna? According to Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna are also talking about where it's shaveh. According to Rashi, Rav Huna says that if they're same, you can make a brach on the psisim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to follow the shaleh. Zoktosus, back into the words again. Zoktosus. Sha'rei l'maydim efarish Rav Huna kishen shavim mevarech aleizah shiirtze. Imkein lo kapud achashivus v'alo ashlemus. According to Rav Huna, the whole point is not just simply that we choose chashiv over shalem. We don't care about shalem at all. Because even if they're the same according to Rav Huna, you could choose the psisim. What's the machlokes tanoim by batzel? The machlokes tanoim by batzel is if you have either a shalem or something that's more chashiv. What do the words ketanoim mean? The words ketanoim mean that Rabbi Yochanan, who says shalem, goes like the shita, let's get the name right, goes like the chachamim in the brisa that says shalem. And Rabbi Huna, who says psisim, goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who says gadol. That's not true. That's not true. Rabbi Huna just throws away the chashivus of shlemus. He doesn't necessarily say that you need gadol, while Rabbi Yehuda said that you need gadol. So I'll tell you why Rashi can't learn like Eitan's pshat, says Tosos. Tosos bothered by why didn't Rashi learn that way. The reason why Rashi didn't learn that way is because Rashi will not be able to explain how the two, Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, would be talui, particularly Rav Huna, in Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda is saying Gadol is greater than Chashuv. And the Tanakhama is saying Shalem is greater than Chashuv. Gadol is greater than Shalem. And the Tanakhama is saying that Shalem is greater than Gadol or Chashuv. According to Rav Huna, it's not the pshat that he holds that Gadol is greater than Chashuv. Rav Huna just does not go race Shalem at all. So that can no longer be Kitanoi. Hence, explains Tosos, Rashi has to be Madchik, his pshat, to learn that we're talking about Chit, that the Lishitasam is by Chitim. The Hainu, that the Machlok is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, is on the issue of Chitim and not in the Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. That's what Tosis is saying over here, that Rashi can't learn this way. Yes, A.B.?
Just a clarification.
So yes.
We're saying at the end of the day you can't learn that it was the first Machlokes that was brought up, because that would be saying that Rav Huna doesn't give any significance to Shlemus, and we can't say that.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So that Rav Huna. Because we say Rav Huna through Rashi.
So now let's continue on in Tosas. And what about according to Rabbeinu Tam? How's Rabbeinu Tam going to learn? It says Tosas, Ul Rabbeinu Pirish Rabbeinu Tam Nami. The Pirish Nimavarech Al Absisim Gedolim Im Yirtze. V'Iboi Baruch Al Ashlem Ketanim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Rav Huna holds that you have a choice, that when the psisim are larger, You can make a bracha on the psisim, or you can make a bracha on the shalem. Alma lo chashiv le'adif. Also, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't hold that the psisim are better when they're larger. Alma lo chashiv le'adif. Elki adonim in the Ravuna, but rather they're the same thing. Vim kein lo matzi bai kitanoya pluksa the psisim. So even Rabbeinu Tam can't read Kitanoi the conventional way, Eitan's way of reading it. And hence the Kitanoi is going to be both according to Rashi and according to Rabbeinu Tam as going on the Chitim. Do we say that Chitim always comes first? That Choshev always comes first? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Choshev always comes first. But according to the Chacham, the Tanakhama, we see that Shalem comes first, even before Chitim. So that's why no one learned like Eitan. Who does learn like Eitan? The Divrei Dovid. And Lechura, it's such a good pshat, we need to ask ourselves, thank you, why is it that Rashi and Tosfos didn't learn this way? Structurally, everybody is with me. You have the structure.
So
now, if you don't remember what Eitan's pshat was, you're going to see it right now. Let's take a look. In Vahayim Yiru the Farish. Yes. That's what I said in the Das Rashi earlier. Right, the Rashi holds that you're not going to erase it at all, but then it doesn't fit in the Kitanoi. Right. No, because the answer... But Rabosai Yossi is asking a good question, I'll say it once. Yossi is asking, according to the way I answered Lefi Rashi about Svaras Hafuchos, so then why can't you say that they're arguing about the Svaras Hafuchos? The answer is that it seems like the Rabbi Yehuda is only of his opinion that you go after the Batzel Gadol because it's Gadol. But if it would be the same, then he'd be molded to the Chachamim. While the Shita of Rashi is no! Shita of Rashi is that this Bechlal doesn't exist. And if you look back, Yossi, in the words of Tosfos, that's what Tosfos is saying. When Tosfos says in Rashi, the Maisi Tanas, where he says Vadinim Rashi, Tosa says, the Mefarish to Ravuna Kishain Shavin. Tosa is emphasizing Dafka Kishain Shavin. The Rabbi Yehuda is not talking at all about Kishain Shavin. And that's why what we said was it could be Emes Bedas Rashi. But that's not what he's bringing out. Take a look at the Divrei Dovid's pshat. So smooth, by the way, you should go over this. If you want to know how they took apart a Daf Gemara in Volozhin, this is how they did it. He goes through Rashi, clearly. He goes through Rabbeinu Tam. I'm going to share with you some of the things he says Bedas Rashi shortly. And then he suggests, wait a second, let's try to look at the Gemara with fresh eyes. So let's take a look. This is beautiful. Is this Lomdus? It's not Yeshivish Lomdus. But it is Lamdonus. This is the way you're supposed to learn. Is it Geshmak? Is it Chakiris? Not Geminus? No. But sometimes this is what the Sugya demands, to Cheshbon out the Pshat. Vayinir lefarish Sugya deshmaitz in the Ravuna damar varech al-psis in bedafka kamar, dum yudavarech al-prusa shalchitin. The bedafka who? He said the simple way of reading Ravuna is neither the way Rabbeinu Tam learned him, nor the way Rashi learned him. What was really strange? Now let's leave aside our cheshbon in the pshat and the shaklavatari of the Gemara. What was really strange when we read Rashi? Avram Yitzchak, what was really strange when we read Rashi? That Rashi has two different things going on, right? Rashi says, if it's the same, then you have a choice. And if it's bigger, then you should do the psisim. Where did Rashi get that from the words of the Gemara? Says the Divrei David, right? We were all bothered. Where did Rashi get it from? Pinchas Krieger starts saying a pshat. But at the end of the day, all the pshatim you're going to say, that's not the simple reading of the Gemara. You tell me, Rabbosai, so this is the Derech HaMelech. But you have to be really know the sugya called to have Rashi 100% clear, Michushban, Rabbeinu Tam 100% Michushban. Then you're ready to say your own pshat. And then you have to ask them, why did Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam not say what you said? So Rabbosai, now that we understood how Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam dealt structurally with the first two parts of our Gemara, how would you have read the first part of the Gemara? What would have been the first pshat, the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan? Yes, Avram?
The b'sisim has a
mile
over the
shlamim. That b'sisim, when they're gedolim, have a mile over shlamim. Sisim, when they're gedolim, have a mile over shlamim.
Even if they're the same size, b'sisim dafka just like Rav Yochanan views shlamim.
But what milah is psisim when it's the same size?
Because psisim has a milah.
What milah does psisim have?
That's what I'm saying.
Rashi years says a milah.
What? Right, now you're getting into Rashi's problems. By the way, there is going to be a Rishon who's going to say psisim is a milah. Does anybody know? Okay, there is going to be a Rishon that holds such a thing. But Lechura is a little bit shmer. So he says like this. The Ravuna da Amar Mevarech Ha Psisim Medavka Kamar. Dumya de Mevarech Ha Prusa Shelchit Medavka. Vahachi Nami Ravuna Dafka Kamar. When Ravuna said, Ravuna holds you always have to make the brach on the Psisim. When would you say they have to make? That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. When would you say that? Umayri Psisim Gdolim Dafka. When the Psisim are Gdolim, then they get first. We're not talking about we're the same. Why all the Rishonim so obsessed about the same? Where do you see in the words of Itmar, Hevi'u lefneim psisim ushleimin?
Yeah, that good part.
Where do you see the Dafka talking about the same? You could very well learn that psisim means that we're talking about gedolim. That there's a mila over the larger pieces, over the whole pieces. And on the other hand, you have a whole piece. V'achinami Ravuna Dafka Kamer, my psisim gedolim dafka. V'ein achinami de b'shavim modim. And when it comes to shavim modim, the shleimin adif. That's how I would have read the Gemara. Rak b'gedolim sfira leilu Ravuna, da'adiv de b'shleimin. But when they're gedolim, then Ravuna says they're better than shleimin. V'Rabbi Yochanan sfira leilu, the shleimin adif and gedolim. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that shleimin are better than gedolim. Ubishnei prusos modu. And when they're both prusos, so then of course, then you check the bigger one. Skip a couple words. Ulfize ain't kansvar safuchos. What emerges then is there's no svar safuchos anymore. Very, very simple. They're arguing on a very specific case. They agree that there's a mile of shleimim. They agree that there's a mile of gedolim. But when you have a conflict, you have to choose. So here, Rav Huna says you choose the gedolim, and Rav Yochanan says you choose the shleimim. Beautiful. Avol prusa shelchitim. Divrei Hakol Mevarech Prusa shelchitim. And then everybody agrees, but chitim has a new mile. For us alomar, afilu iktana. The milo chitin is that even chitin is smaller. The chitin adifim shum daktu mekra. Because here you have the xeris hakasim, eretz chitu sora. The kol mekudim epasim, kudim ebracha. Ulekach lo mashkechinam be milo de shlemin gedolim. And for that reason, you don't get involved with shlemin gedolim. Da afilu de shel sorm, yeshem shtei malos. That. If Eitan was saying that, then that's a fantastic pshat. And then Kitanoi reads beautifully as well. Vahadu Amr Kitanoi. Now let's do it before. Let's not read. We're not reading Achronim. We're learning. So let's go back into the Gemara. If this was the pshat in the Gemara, Now, Rabosai, what's the simplest reading of Kitanoi? I had a machlokas Amoraim. That machlokas Amoraim is a machlokas Tanoim. So let's now analyze. What was the machlokas Tanoim? Chachonim and Rabbi Yehuda. If you have the onions, Rabbi Yehuda says that once it's larger, you don't go Basar Shalim. The Chachonim say you go Basar Shalim. Smooth. That's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Kitanoi. Everybody with me? Here? What's that? It's not what it was. We just got through Tosos in Dibra Amaschu Mar Savar that had to spin, both according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that the Kitanoi was going on a case of where you have Chitim. That we weren't talking about Shalem and Prusa Gedola or Prusa, but rather was going on Chitim. Both Tosas, and Tosas spelled out why Rashi couldn't learn that way, why Rabbeinu Tam couldn't learn that way. That's why I just got through reading in Tosas. But this is how you have to read the Gemara with fresh eyes. You first have to process how did Tosas learn the whole sugya, how did Rashi learn the whole sugya. We didn't even finish how Rashi read everything yet. We're going to see that there's going to be another nafkamina between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. As some of the Talmidim Adi mentioned to me at the end of the shir, that we didn't even get to yet in Pshat. So now, Rabosai, here we have Mahalach number 3. So Eitan's wrong, Mahalach is right. The Divrei David goes. That's very simple. It's one Machlokis. You didn't want to be right. It's one Machlokis, and that is, what happens if you have something that is larger than the Gadol, larger than Shalem. That's the whole Machlokas. And then the Kitanoi. Then the Kitanoi is saying like this. The Kitanoi is saying that's the exact same Machlokas. To answer two of the questions from the Pina Gallery, it's different than Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam had said that Rav Huna doesn't hold you have to choose the Gadol. Rather, if you want, you could choose the Gadol. No! Rav Huna says you gotta choose the Gadol. Just like in the Machlokes Tanoim, we had the Shita Rav Yehuda, it says you gotta choose the Gadol. Rabbeinu Tam gives you a choice. If you're Rav Huna. No! Simple pshat. Simple reading, again. Not only is it simple in the structure of the Gemara, it's a simple in the svara of Rav Huna. It sounds like Rav Huna says you choose the psisim over the shalem. Now, Rabosai, I have to tell you, if you didn't make some of these points when you read the Gemara, when you read Rashi and Tosas, you said, oh, Rashi says like this. Even if you read Rashi correctly, with some of you didn't even read Rashi correctly, but even if you read Rashi correctly, how could you have accepted it? You didn't follow what Rabbi Yabina Zatzal used to say. And that is that you have to believe that Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan are a bunch of card-playing liars. Or Rashi and Tosas. It doesn't make any sense. You didn't analyze if you didn't say, wait a second, that's not the machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Why is Rashi going like this? Why is Tosas going like this? It's cut and dry. Everything is cut and dry. And the Kitanoi is cut and dry. And to answer the other question from the Peanut Gallery, how do they learn in regards to the Chitim? They'll go beautifully. They'll say Chitim is an exception to the rule. Like Tosas' question in his Hava Amina. Tosas asked, how can you connect Chitim to Gadol and Shalem? What's wrong with that hashvah? Ask Tosas and Dibra Amaschu Mar Savar in the opening line of Gevaldik Akasha. Ma'in Yin Shmita Yitzar Sinai. Chitin is Exeris HaKosov. Gadol and Shalem has no other Mekar. So yes, you could hold Gadol, you could hold Shalem. But that has nothing to do with Chitin. Chitin is Exeris HaKosov. What's the Hemshech of Tosas? Tosas gives an answer, gives a technical answer. And then Tosas says, Vahadin im Rashi, and Rashi is correct. Rabosai, here I want to say Shtikl Torah V'Amei V'Nyavin for 30 seconds. According to Eitan in the Divrei David, the whole V'Hadinim Rashi is not correct. Tosfos now brings in, you remember yesterday I asked why is this in this Tosfos? It's beautiful. According to the Divrei David, Tosfos' first question doesn't start. What was Tosfos' question? Chitin is different. 100% Chitin is different. Because the Ketanoi is not going on Chitin. And therefore the Hadin would not be with Rashi. But according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that are going to learn the Ketanoi on Chitin, so then Tosfos needs to explain why Rashi learned the way he learned. V'Hadinim Rashi. But according to the conventional way of reading the Gemara, the simple way, which is actually the Divrei David, you never get to the V'Hadinim Rashi. The question doesn't even start. And that's why V'Amei V'Nyavin Tosfos brought in V'Hadinim Rashi, Dafka over here. Adkan Amei V'Nyavin. If you didn't follow that part, that's fine. But structurally now, we have the following thing. According to the Divrei David, it's beautiful. The Machlokis, according to Rav Huna, is that you go with, according to Rav Huna, you go with the larger. According to Rav Yochanan, you go with the Shalem. Then the Gemara says, Chitin is a separate halacha, that everybody agrees. And then the Gemara says that the Machlokis between the Chachon and Rav Yehuda is going to be that Machlokis. Now, how does the Gemara continue to read then? So let's continue on. And we're going to read the third stage of the Gemara, the Gemara's Teretz, both according to Rashi, and according to Tosfos, and according to Divrei David. We just have to fit in. Tosfos is also, the Ketanoi is also going on Chitin. So we have everything spelled out according to those three Mahalchim. Continues on the Gemara. Ay, l'chura t'machlokis tanoim. What's it? So according to Rashi, it tells us it means chitin. And according to the Divrei David, it means Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. So answers the Gemara. Hey, chadika kohen, where there's a kohen, kuli amalo pligi the chashiv of it. Every guy in body is going to agree that the chashiv is more important. Ki pligi the lack of kohen. Machlokis that we had is when there is no Kohen. Okay, now, according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, here there's no line, both according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the Teretz of the Gemara, the Ad Kan, that's the Teretz of the Gemara, stage number 3 is Ad Kan. According to them, what's the Gemara's Teretz? I by Chitin, the halach is you always go by Chitin, yet it's Machlokis, Chachomim, and Rav Yehuda. What's the Teretz, Rabosai? What's the Teretz? That didn't we see that there's a Machlokis Kanoim in regards to whether you go Basar Shalim, Basar Choshuv, yet we see that from Chitin that you always go Basar Choshuv. What's the answer? What? Somebody talk about it. Go ahead, Gilad. Yeah. Why is Chitin different? No, oh, but that's, is that what the Gemara said? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara's answer is, Hey, Chadika, Kohen, Kula, Amalo, Pligi, Dechoshev, Adif. Ki Pligi, Deleka, Kohen. What's the Gemara's Teretz? Make sure we have a clear pshat. What's the Gemara's Teretz? The Svar you said is right, but let's make sure it's in the Gemara. What's the Gemara's Teretz? And this is going to be the Teretz both according to Rashi and according to Rabbeinu Tam. What's the Gemara's Teretz? Yes, Adi?
When you're giving it over to the Kohen immediately, then you should give over the better, bigger piece. However, which means they all agree in that case. However, when they argue, the Kohen's not in front of you. But that doesn't.
In general, Choshev is always Adif, like Chitin. Choshev is always Adif. The only Machlok is Choshev is Adif. The only thing is, Yesh. Machlokis Tanoim, Kishein Kohen.
That doesn't translate to our case, though, because...
Why? Because that's a separate shaila. When there's no Kohen. Let's continue on and see in the Gemara. When there's no Kohen, that's where we have the machlokis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Ki pligi leka Kohen, the snak kol mokum sheish Kohen tor min ha-yofa, v'chol mekum she'en Kohen tor min ha-miskayim. There's a maila when there's no Kohen to take the inferior stuff. Why? Because it's going to last longer. So that's where we had the machlokis. Hence, when we're talking about shalem versus chashuv, normally chashuv always comes first. However, if you have something that's very chashuv, but it's cut open, it's not going to last very long. So in such a case, then we hold that the shalem comes first. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't tarim elamin yafet. Rabbi Yehuda says that the nesina of amei min yavin, the nesina doesn't affect the hafrasha. According to the other man, the nesina is going to affect the hafrasha. According to this man, the nesina doesn't affect the hafrasha, amei min yavin. But what comes out in the Mineu Beim Pshat? What comes out in the Mineu Beim Pshat is that Choshev is always on defense. Chitin's been defended. And there's a separate Machlokes Tanoim where there's no Kayin. Good? Good. Now, that's how both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam can learn. Hence, there's one thing simpler on this chart. There's no line between the two here. Here they're going to agree. Rabosai, what is the pshat according to the Divrei David? What was the Kitanoi? Kitanoi comes along, and we have a machlokis, Rav Huna, and Rav Yochanan. And the Gemara says that machlokis, whether Shalem comes first or Chashuv comes first, is a machlokis Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanim. So now how do you read the Gemara's Teretz? What's the Gemara's Teretz? Here the Divrei David says like this. He says, to understand the Gemara's Teretz, you got to understand the Gemara's Kasha. Who's in trouble? Rav Huna, Rav Yochanan, in this Kitanoi. If Rav Huna says that the Halach is go after Gadol, and if Rav Yochanan says that the Halach is go after Shalem, when do you have a Gadol and a Shalem? Which the only person who read this way was the Divrei David. Tosas and Rashi are more nuanced. So who's going to, at the end of the day, who's the kasha on? Who wants to address that question? Yes, Josh?
Rav Huna.
Why is it kasha and Rav Huna?
Because we have a Mishnah with the Stam and Rav Yehuda. And
beautiful! Because you have the Mishnah of the Stam, and what did the Stam say? The Stam is the Chachamim that says that you go after the Shalem. So the kasha is only according to Rav Huna. The kasha is not on Rav Yochanan. The kasha, why? Because Rav Yochanan's beautiful! Rabbi Yochanan comes out fine. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'll show you that I'm right that you go after Shalem, because the Tanakhama goes, who's the Chachamim, goes after Shalem. So the Kash is only on Rav Huna. To which the Gemara then answers, no. So we need to add, same Achlokis, and question on Rav Huna. That's all part of the Kitanoi. To which the Gemara's Teretz is, really Rav Huna will say, I'm right. Rav Huna's going to say that he's correct, but rather what's going to be, normally the halach is you go after a gadol. But here it's an exception because no kohen. That's going to be the Teretz. But it's only a kasha Rav Huna, and Rav Huna is going to respond. Take a look now in the Divrei David. Let's take a look. Vim came, 3 lines in the top of Divrei David, having mamish dumya de pluksai de Rav Huna Rav Yochanan. De Rav Huna huda amar ki Rebbe Yehuda. By the way, it frustrates me that in this edition, they have Reish Yud, and it sometimes means Rabbi Yochanan, and sometimes means Rabbi Yehuda. You got to be holding the sugya. The Rav Huna who the Amar ki Rav Yehuda, the God of Adiv. Rav Yochanan Amar ki Tanik Amar the Shalim Adiv. Umikol Mokom after Shalim Adiv, Mikol Mokom Chitim Vadei Adifi. V'lo Shayach Klal the Pluksa the Tanik Amar of Rav Yehuda. V'hadim Mishani Hechad Yika Kohen. And this one we give this Teretz. Lo Mishani Rak L'Rav Huna. That's going according to Rav Huna. Avol the Rebbe Yochanan Lo Mishani. It's not going according to Rabbi Yochanan. V'hainu mishum, the Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha midi, hachti kantanoi. It's not a kasha at all. The mabikach, what's the problem? The enochinami, the pligi tanoi, behaf svara, v'yu pasal chachamim. He's fine, he's going according to the chachamim. Rabbosai, it's an amazing, amazing pshat. Eitan, your pshat is amazing. After 11 wrongs, your pshat is amazing. 13. So Rabosai, let me even put more into Eitan's pshat. Comes along the Divrei David in the beginning, in Itmar, and he asks a bomb kasha. He asks the following kasha. It's a gevaldik, a kasha on Rashi, and we alluded to this before. We tried to co-opt it into Rashi's pshat, but it's a gevaldik ha'ara. Itmar... What's the English word mivarech in grammar? It's an imperative. You have to make a bracha. According to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, both of them, do you have to? No. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you always have a choice. According to Rashi, if they're the same, you have a choice. Take a look, it's a strong kasha. In the first paragraph he asks. By the way, he continues and he asks another 5-6 kashas on Rashi. So the chura, everything is beautiful. Chura, everything's very, very smooth. It's a pella that Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam didn't learn this way. And you should have noticed this when you read the Gemara. If you just read Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, just try to figure out, and you didn't ask these questions, why, then you didn't make a good lamda shalaining on the Gemara. Okay. But there is a reason why things don't come out entirely smooth. Even though for this we could already say Dayenu. To really have taken apart the pshat and the shaka of Atari and Gemara, that in itself is Dayenu. But let's take a look at the Rajba, how he presents Rabbeinu Tam. And I think we have a Osafa for the Olam HaTorah that we could add something. I put it for the Rajba. Bring the Rajma. Does anybody have the Masada Rav Kook? No one has the Masada Rav Kook. So let's take a look, thank you. Let's take a look at the Rajma. Let's take a look at the Rajma. I see there are hands, but there's a certain amount that we've got to do. It'll be my pleasure. Thank you. It's been my pleasure. I stick around. I don't think there's been a time that I've left anybody that wanted to speak to me in learning after Mincha. It'd be my pleasure to speak with you in learning afterwards. Or in the Hemshach of the afternoon, even though there are a lot of alumni. By the way, I canceled my Chavrusa today, this afternoon. So if there's any alumni that you know that wanted to speak with me, it'll be my pleasure. Sometimes we have to sacrifice ourselves for the Talmidim. Let's take a look at the Rajba. Di Ramaskul Psisin says the Rajba. Pirshu Gatosus B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Mevarech Ala Psisin, Imir. So first of all, the Rajba starts out right away, right off the bat. Who does he learn like? The Rajba starts out right off the bat learning like Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't even quote Rashi. Reb Yochanan Amar Shleima Mitzvah Min HaMufcha. Avol Prusa Shel Chitim U'Shleima Shel Sorim. Di Reakol Mevarech Ala Prusa Shel Chitim. Mishum Dekol HaMekudem B'Pasuk Muktem B'Bracha. Va'asa Rabbi Yirmiya ba'abra lo'ukma ha'da prusa shel chitim v'shleima shel sarim b'hanu tanoi debatzel. The Rajba goes exactly like Tosos. He says, what is the kitanoi? Kitanoi is that you said a chitim is always better? Not true. Shleimim is sometimes better. He said, now he asks, Tosos is kasha, in Dibar Maskul Mar Sova. Va'afal gav the botzel kotel gadol min echad v'chitim isorin havu shtei minim. Now he asks, but wait a second, but aren't chitim isorin two different minim, and batzel is the same min. So already, maybe when we're talking about two minim, if one min is more chashuv, then it's not the same thing as batzel, katan, and gadol. And then he adds another difference between the two. Umitam muktam the pasuk asin lu. Tells us this kasha. He says, but what about chitin comes first in the pasuk? Mikol makom, nevertheless, it's still a good dimyon. Maisi shapir had the batzel daslim basar chashuv or basar shalem. Ukraki maktim le b'dushavu sheshneim shleim mal prusim. So he suggests that maybe differently than Tulsus, he suggests that the chitim in the pasuk is talking about when the chitim and sa'orim are the same size. But if the chitim is larger, mehechi teisi. That's his suggestion to answer that question. What about the two minim? So at the end of the day, he says two minim is not going to be that different between batzel gadol and batzel katan.
Why?
It's a fair question. Why? It's a fair question. I don't have a good pshat. He continues on. Says the Rajba, Tap Mason, Val Korchin lo matzim luch mehai ketanoi a plugs of the Ravuna Reb Yochanan. Says the Rajba, and the machlokis between the Tanoim is not the machlokis between Ravuna Reb Yochanan. Da maskin anacha de lekule alma hecha de ika kohen chatzi botzel de choshev adif. The Rajba says like this. It cannot be that the machlokes Tanoim is machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna. Because what did the Gemara say in the Maskana? When there is a Kohen, what's better? What's better according to the Gemara? When there is a Kohen? Let's read back into the Gemara. Hecha di'ika Kohen kule amalo pligi dechashiv adif. What's chashiv? Gadol, correct. The Gadol. The Choshev is better. The evil Rabbi Yochanan, but then what will come out is that Rabbi Yochanan will end up in terrible place. The evil Rabbi Yochanan kalmar, the shlema mitzvah minalucha. This is what Adi was starting to say. I want to see it in the Rashba. Good. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? The shlema is mitzvah minamufcha. So the Rajba gives us the final answer of why Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam did not learn the way they wanted to learn. The way the different Dovin wanted to learn. Because then what will come out is that the Teretz of the Gemara is going to be that what wins? Gadol wins. Yochanan is not going to fit Aliba de Hilchasa. And what makes it even more difficult is, in general, Machlok is Rehuna Rav Yochanan. You follow Rav Yochanan. So the answer doesn't lie in Gavra Cheftza. It doesn't lie in Siva Simin. It lies in Pshat. Beautiful Pshat. The Cheshman out, the Shita Adasov. Don't leave now. You want to see something to Sameach? Take a look at the Divrei David. The Divrei David was aware of all this. And he must have not had the Rajba, because he himself says, and I know this is the shortcoming of my pshat. And he answers the Rajba, but he realizes this is why Rav Ashi and Rabbeinu Tam didn't learn like him. Take a look at Rabbi David Tavil. Look inside the Divrei David. Vinira, skip down about 10, 20 lines in. On page Samachtes, first word on line is Kipshuto. Let me scan, I would say about 18, 19 lines in. First word on line is Kipshuto by the period. Venera mai denodu Rashi v'taisvis mipirizeh. Hainu mishum denirulu ledochek. Lahach de mishani hechadika koin yehach shinuyel rakaliba de Ravuna. According to the Divrei David, he got out of the Rajba's kasha. And what did he say? He said the Gemara's Teretz is only going according to Rav Huna. That's how the Rei David learned it. The Hainu, that the question was on Rav Huna, and the answer was by according to Rav Huna. The Rajba said, but the answer goes according to Rav Yochanan. The Rei David's learned will explain. How can you leave? The Rei David will explain like this. Doesn't make a difference. Divrei David would say like this. Divrei David says, "Shas v'shuvas yabiyahom." The Divrei David would say like this. that the Divrei Dabbel say like this, that the halacha is that when it comes to Rav Huna, that we say that what's better? According to Rav Huna, what's going to be better? According to Rav Huna, we say the Gadol is better. And that's what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is not talking in Rabbi Yochanan at all. The Rajba says, but the Gemara says that Gadol is better. That's against Rabbi Yochanan. What's the answer? The answer is that according to the Gemara, that's Lefi Rav Huna. But I want to point out to you that the Rajba and the Divrei Dabbel are making the same point. The Rajba says you can't learn the Kitanoi as going according to Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, because what will come out is that the Gemara's Teretz will work only according to Rav Huna. Says the Divrei Dabbel, and I learned that the Gemara is only going according to Rav Huna, not according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the answer doesn't have to work according to Rav Huna, it only has to work according to Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Divrei Dabbel, but I know that people are going to say, at the end of the day, to say that the Gemara's Maskana is only according to Rav Huna, it's going to be difficult. And that's why Nodu Mirashi V'Tosfos. So it turns out that the Divrei Dabbel already said, without knowing it, the Raj said, what the Rajba said, is the reason why Rabbeinu Tam didn't learn like Rabbeinu David's pshat, like the Divrei Dabbel's pshat. Because the Rajba spells out that the Teretz of the Gemara is not working according to Rabbi Yochanan. And that's exactly what the Divrei Dabbel says. I learned that the Gemara's kash is only going according to Rav Huna. And the Teretz is only going according to Rav Huna as well. And I realize that some will say that that's not the pashtus of the sugya. And that's exactly what the Rajba thought. It wasn't the pashtus of the sugya. The Rajba said at the end of the day, to say that when the Gemara is giving a Teretz, it's going against Rabbi Yochanan, that's going to be difficult. That the Gemara is only going according to Rav Huna, that's going to be difficult. So it turns out, I was managed to jump through the roof when I saw this Rajba, that the Rajba already forewarned what took us 2 days to say in that one sentence. And that's why Rabbeinu Tam, as well as Rashi, didn't learn that way. Yes? We explained that according to Tosus, it's a different game. According to Tosus, it's only in regards to the Rav. Osai, tomorrow we're going to have regular shir because we still have, there's so much more still that we have to do in the sugya. I had planned to do more. I just want to share with you, because it's late, just a couple of basic halachos.